rescues from that cave in Thailand. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after the first four trapped boys were pulled out alive, a fifth was rescued and perhaps three more. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring it all live from London.
Dave, another three ambulances with flashing lights seen leaving the cave complex in the past few hours. It's evening time in Thailand now, as rescuers undertake the second phase of a dangerous and dramatic effort to free the boys. It's understood two divers are accompanying each of the children as they dive their way through dark, tight, winding passages. None of the boys have any diving experience. The mission commander confirms the four boys rescued yesterday are doing well in the hospital. Dave?
Simon, a Trump tweet this morning is about his big announcement tonight. He wrote, he's long heard the most important decision a U.S. president can make is the selection of a Supreme Court justice.
Republicans are holding four lottery tickets, and all of them are winners.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham likes all the finalist candidates, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, and Thomas Hardiman. Most Democrats oppose all of them, and Senator Dick Durbin told NBC,
if John McCain is absent, it's a 50-49 Senate. One Republican senator can decide the fate of any Supreme Court nominee.
Swing votes in both parties being courted by the other side. We will provide live coverage of the 9 p.m. Eastern time announcement for our stations and at foxnewsradio.com. Harvey Weinstein's arrived at a New York City court to be arraigned on charges involving a third woman among the dozens who accuse him of sexual misconduct.
The updated indictment alleges the Hollywood mogul performed a forcible sex act on a woman in 2006. Weinstein expects to be fully vindicated in the crimes, according to his lawyer, Ben Braffman, who says any actions were consensual.
Fox's Michelle Polino, a two-year-old boy, is dead in Houston after he found a loaded gun yesterday in his home and shot himself in the head. Police looking into possible charges for the parents. On Saturday, a four-year-old accidentally killed himself in Augusta, Georgia. His dad was charged. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump's attorney says there is only a slim chance the president will sit down for an interview with the special counsel's team.
They have to just come to grips with the fact they are investigating an innocent man.
Rudy Giuliani insists there was no collusion with Russia.
You're certainly entitled as a defense lawyer to what's the basis for this investigation. We don't see any. You show us something, we got something to answer to. Otherwise, you're conducting a totally illegitimate investigation.
Now, Democrats dispute that, pointing to the indictments of former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and several others connected to the campaign. Days after Scott Pruitt resigned as the head of the EPA, his deputy takes over.
It's Andrew Wheeler's first day on the job as EPA acting administrator. He replaces Scott Pruitt, who resigned last week after a laundry list of scandals, including lavish travel on the taxpayer dime and spending $43,000 on a private telephone system. Wheeler worked in the EPA under President George W. Bush and is a former coal lobbyist, which concerns environmentalists. Pro-Trump conservatives hope Wheeler will continue rolling back regulations. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Remember Evel Knievel? Well, if you were around in the 1960s and 70s, you do. Famed for his stunts and the crashes that broke a lot of bones. Last night in Las Vegas, another stuntman paid tribute.
Modern-day stuntman Travis Pastrana honoring the late Evel Knievel Sunday night, replicating three of Knievel's famous motorcycle jumps in Las Vegas on the History Channel. Pastrana's fans revved up from the get-go.
Travis is an absolute legend. He's a beast. Just come down and see some history.
Pastrana donning his own Knievel-like costume and using an Indian Scout motorcycle to jump over 52 crushed cars, then soaring over 16 Greyhound buses, and finally jumping 149 feet, clearing the fountains at Caesar's Palace. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jen. Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and the State Department of Insurance have announced a plan to fight the opioid crisis. FoxIllinois.com says the state is asking the federal government to approve changes, including improving the way opioids are prescribed, covering alternative therapies for chronic pain. If the changes get the okay, every private insurer would have to implement those changes for the plans beginning in 2020. Illinois gas prices are up. The statewide average is at $2.96 a gallon, up 11 cents in the last week, but up just 3 cents a gallon in the last month. The Champaign County coroner says 59-year-old Lauren Schluter died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Saturday afternoon. Schluter was the driver of a Pontiac Grand Prix headed westbound near Penfield. His vehicle was hit by a Dodge Ram truck when he entered an intersection. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie. We've got sunshine and a high 89 expected. Clear and a low 71 into the evening tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 90 and a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. 61 our low on Tuesday evening. On Wednesday, we've got a high of 86 expected. Sunny and 87 Thursday, 90 by Friday, but still sunshine in the forecast. We're currently at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5 welcoming Erica Harold into our studio. She is candidate for Attorney General, State of Illinois, former Miss America 2003 from Urbana, Illinois, one of the favorite daughters of all time. It's Erica Harold. How are you?
Good morning, and it's good to be here with the father of Miss Illinois.
Well, I feel pretty good.
That's how everyone is going to describe you from here on out.
No longer is she Stevie J's daughter. I am Miss Illinois' father.
Indeed.
Darn proud of it. Happy and excited.
As well you should be.
Thankful and wonderful. Erica Harold, who is just, you know, Harvard Law. I mean, we know her resume around here in Central Illinois, just the amazing accomplishments of all she has done and all she's doing. I guess my first question is, why this job? Why now?
The Attorney General's office is a unique platform to be able to start to get the state back to the rule of law, to be able to hold both parties accountable, and to make sure that people are treated fairly, regardless of their background and regardless of where they live within our state. And you have the ability to address things such as the opioid crisis. You're able to do things like workers' compensation reform, and then things that affect people's life on a practical basis, such as helping protect senior citizens against identity theft and predatory lending. You are able to work with people to help make sure their charities are run properly. And all of those things, I think, help people to be treated fairly and help to get our state back to the rule of law.
It's a big job to change culture.
Yes.
Which is essentially what you just said you would try and do. There will be pushback from everyone.
Absolutely. Taking on public corruption and holding both parties accountable is one of my top priorities because it undermines the confidence that people have in their government if they see public corruption occurring unchecked. And it has an economic consequence for all of us when the best companies aren't given grants and when people's political affiliations dictate whether they get positions. We have to get back to a system of meritocracy within our government, and political connections and crony contracts can no longer be the regular course of doing business.
But if you investigate, you say, okay, this company or this politician is given favor to XYZ, but you need information and they're by law supposed to give it up. And they don't, because, as you said, get back to the rule of law. We just don't do that all the time anymore.
Well, we have unfortunately stood by while corruption has occurred, and we can no longer do that. And the Attorney General's office is the right place to start being the proper watchdog on all branches of government. I also have set forth a series of reforms that I think the General Assembly needs to enact to be able to give the Attorney General's office additional power to be able to investigate corruption, such as the ability to convene statewide grand juries, the ability to issue subpoenas. But even if the General Assembly does not take action on that, the current law gives the Attorney General power to be able to investigate different acts of public corruption under certain circumstances. And I would be much more aggressive in using that authority to make sure that the people's interests were being served and not the political interests.
All right, so you're saying, Erica Harold, Attorney General candidate, Republican, is saying that no matter what, Republican, Democrat, it's either right or wrong, or...
That's right.
You've got to look at what's wrong, and doesn't matter who you are.
That's right. It cannot be about partisanship. It cannot be about political parties. It has to be about good, honest, accountable government. The Office of Attorney General also deals with compliance of the Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act. And that's an area where I'd want to allocate additional resources, because it arms the media and citizen groups and watchdog groups with the kind of information that they need to be able to be more proactive in preventing corruption from occurring in the first place.
Can you hire your own staff, or does institutional, bureaucratic, even in Illinois, that says, here's the staff?
It depends on the way the positions are categorized in the office. But it's my understanding that there are a lot of good people who are working within the Attorney General's office right now, and they would welcome the ability to get back to just doing their job, following what the law says, and not having to take political considerations into account when making decisions.
Bill Brady, Senator Bloomington, called you a breath of fresh air.
That is quite a compliment, and I hope to bring something positive and energizing to our political process, because one of the things that I have found that's probably the greatest impediment to anyone running for office is the great amount of cynicism and indifference that people have about government. Oftentimes when I'm talking to people about ideas and proposals, they don't disagree with any of them. They just have lost faith that any of this matters anyways. And so I'm trying to run a campaign that not only sets forth specific ideas for reform, but engages people in the process so that they understand this matters. Mm-hmm. And so today I'm starting on a statewide tour, being able to meet with businesses, social service providers, and citizens throughout the state to be able to give them the opportunity to express some of the ideas that they have for addressing some of the key issues facing our state, and to increase this sense of engagement in our government and in our country and state. Because once people become indifferent and cynical and step back, our democracy no longer functions properly.
Mm. And your opponent, differences from you and your opponent?
One of the key differences is our willingness to stand up against entrenched interests and to make sure that the people's interests are placed first. A specific distinction between us is the gerrymandering of the political maps. My opponent strongly believes that it's the legislature that should continue to have the ability to draw those political maps. I could not disagree more. I support the Fair Map Amendment. I support having an independent commission draw those maps, because the reality is, if you have politicians picking their voters as opposed to voters picking their politicians, you're lacking the sense of accountability that's supposed to exist within our system. And right now, if you look at the gerrymandered districts that we have, you can be well assured that the state legislature is not looking out for the people's interests.
What have you learned on this campaign?
I've learned how important it is that people understand not just what proposals you want to set forth, but why you care in the first place. And so during the course of this campaign, more and more I've talked about some of the elements of my personal background and the challenges that I've overcome to give people a sense of why this job is so important to me. I've talked about being the victim of harassment when I was in high school and having to leave the high school to be in a better and more safe environment. And I talk about the resilience and the family support that was required to be able to bounce back from that. And that resonates with a lot of people who are right now trying to make sure that their children are safe in school, people who are dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace. People want a sense not just of what your policies are, but they want to know why you care and that you can relate to them. And most importantly, that you would fight for them if you're the people's attorney.
Erica Harold wants to be your next Attorney General, State of Illinois. I'm not objective, and I totally am for you, and I endorse you in every fiber of my body, and I don't care, and I'll put your opponent on the air, and it's fine.
There's 10 candidates, isn't there?
Now it's just down to two. It started out with 10.
The primaries are just Googling now.
It started out with 10.
My goodness.
But you are, as Bill Brady said, a breath of fresh air. You're somebody that's going in and saying, here's the law, here's what I'm going to do, right or wrong, Republican, Democrat. That's what we want. The people want that.
And that's what I'm working so hard to give the people, a voice who will exercise independent, reform-minded judgment and who will be looking out for their interests and not political interests.
How do you not get tainted in this process where you have various influences, people that donate to the campaign? You're human. You know, we tend to justify, if people give us money, we tend to justify XYZ to make it okay. How do you stay clean?
First of all, you have to have a clear set of guidelines going into it in terms of what your decisions would be based upon, and to make that clear to anybody who wants to donate to you. Anyone who wants to donate to me should know that I would expect them to comply with the law, that I would not be giving them a break if they were not in compliance with the law. But you also have to have a sense that your job is to effectuate change, not stay in office. I think ultimately what makes it hard for people to exercise independent judgment is not that they are receiving campaign contributions. Oftentimes it's that they are so beholden to remaining in office that they don't want to upset the apple cart.
Yeah. And are you surprised by the vitriol? I mean, you don't have, as far as I can tell, a zero negative background. I mean, I can't find anything on blemish. There's nothing. You've done such a good job for so long, but yet stuff comes out and you go, whoa, 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 whoa. It's out there, and they can be so nasty.
It's a very toxic political environment, and not just in terms of just the people running for office, but if you look at the comments that people put on Facebook and Twitter, if you look at the way people engage, and people will say things that are cutting and mean-spirited, and those sorts of things start to undermine our process, because we are going to have to make compromises to work together and move forward, and we can't so malign the intentions of other people with whom we disagree that compromise no longer becomes possible. And so we all pay a price when we write that nasty comment to somebody on Facebook. You can write, you know, I could not disagree with you more without adding in that next word.
Mm-hmm. And it can be very, obviously, as you said, personal, mean-spirited, unnecessary. But that's kind of where we are. I mean, we're in such a vitriolic, just partisan time. I don't know if it's this bad in the state as it is federally, but it's really D or R, blue or red.
And it's not always been this way. During the course of traveling, I will often meet people who once held office, sort of the elder statesmen and stateswomen in both parties, and I'll ask them, is this how it's always been? And they said, no. There were a time when you could have dinner with people afterwards on both sides of the aisle, and you could put aside partisan differences, but they have been disheartened to see the level of partisan rancor and toxicity that seems infused within our system.
Erica Harold wants to be your next Attorney General in the state of Illinois. Any guess on the Supreme Court pick tonight? Have you followed that at all? There's final four, I guess.
It's hard to know what to expect. And who knows if the pick will actually come from that list of four.
Yeah.
Because the one thing when it comes with this administration is to expect the unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, but a conservative woman. We have three liberal women on there now. What wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
I think that all of the people that are on that four would hold to precedent, and they would enforce the law.
Yeah.
And you want someone who would focus on precedent. And so I hope that the confirmation hearing gets to the issues of how they view their judicial philosophy and how they respect different elements of constitutional jurisprudence. Because unfortunately, these Supreme Court nomination battles have also become very divided.
Yeah.
So much so that some people are probably hoping they don't get picked because the way in which people's records are distorted.
Yeah, and Roe v. Wade, if overturned ever, and that's a big if, the states can still do what they want, right? I mean, you can go state by state after the government, Supreme Court would rule on something if they ever would. So it's not really I think it's kind of a get the vote out kind of a cry to say they're going to overturn. It doesn't mean abortion will ever be illegal in all the states. It's state by state.
That is what would happen. And I think we want to be able to have these nomination battles proceed in a way where they're not so much battles. They really are looking at the totality of someone's record, their respect for the rule of law, their respect for following the Constitution and having that be their guide, and seeing what kind of life experiences they bring to bear. And so I would welcome a process where it is more focused on the individual's accomplishments and record as opposed to both sides using this just to drive turnout one way or the other.
How would you, and this will be, I'll let you go, but how would you bring people together? How do you do that in such a contentious time when we assume things about each other that aren't true?
I think one of the key ways is listening to people more. During the course of this tour, I will be doing more listening than I will speaking and setting forth my ideas. I will certainly have proposals to share, but I will be spending a lot of time listening to people, saying, what are the things that you want me to make sure to prioritize as your next attorney general? And what are the misconceptions that people may have about your industry or about the arena in which you work? And what are things that you would want us to do to be able to build opportunities for collaboration and partnership? I mean, one of the things that makes Champaign-Urbana a great community is that people work together well, regardless of political background. Mm-hmm. This is a community where people value diversity and the ability to work together. And I hope that some of the things that I learned growing up in Champaign-Urbana, I can use to share with the rest of the state about how diverse groups of people can come together for good.
Hey, love walking on the quad. You'll see 17 nations walking on the same sidewalk.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful.
I wanted to hear your insight to the Miss Illinois pageant and your insight to what happened to Grace.
So I can tell you one of the proudest, most wonderful moments of my life was when I had the opportunity to, I looked at that final ballot. So I was the first person who knew who our Miss Illinois would be. And the whole process, I did everything I could to make it a completely fair process for all the other contestants, because I know they worked hard as well. And so I did nothing to affect the process. But I knew that I would be, as the MC, the first person to know who our next Miss Illinois was. And so when I saw it, I looked all the way down. I saw that the name Grace Khachaturian was there as Miss Illinois. And I thought, my facial expression cannot show anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want the audience to know. But more importantly, I didn't want Grace to know. I wanted her to have that sense of suspense and surprise and exhilaration when you realize that everything that you worked for just came true. It was amazing and surreal.
She was absolutely stunned and surprised, and it was a great moment, obviously.
Wow.
So,
it's one of those moments that you realize you've been a part of someone's life. I think I've known Grace since she was 4 years old. You never know at the time you have a relationship with someone how that intersection is going to come into being later in life. And I knew how hard she worked. I knew the character and integrity that she had. And there were lots and lots of wonderful young women there competing. But I knew Grace, and I knew what an extraordinary Miss Illinois she would be. And to get to be the person to announce that to the state and to Grace was a blessing.
What will your role be on September 9th on ABC when the Miss America pageant happens?
Do you have a schedule to even go? I don't even know.
I don't even know what it will be. At this point in time, I probably know the next day of my life, and even that can change.
Well, listen, and I've known you a long time, and it's just, there's just a...
There it is.
A special... Yeah. You just have a unique quality, and it's refreshing to think that I would trust you to not get wrapped up in all this. And we're so frustrated out here with the same old, same old. That's the cynicism.
It's
warranted.
It is, because people on both sides of the aisle have let down Illinoisans, have broken promises, and have worked to create compromises that protect the political class, but do nothing to improve the lives of everyday Illinoisans.
Well, God bless you for doing it, because usually people like you could obviously go make a lot more money and do a lot of the things you want to serve, and you've always wanted to do this. It's just great. We're happy, and I'm a fan. I know.
Thank you.
Really am. And again, it's hoping that this works, and I know how hard you're working, and I don't know if you're out every night, but darn near.
This is a full-time and a half endeavor, but as hard as it is, it is still one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, because at the end of this, I have the potential to be the people's lawyer and make a difference in their lives.
All right. Good to see you. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you for having
me. A real pleasure and honor to see you and have you on the show, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and good luck in September for your whole family, for all of us.
It's Erica Harold, ESPN 93.5, running for Attorney General, State of Illinois. From the
Fox Business Network. Stocks are poised to open higher today, following through after Friday's strong employment report. Air France KLM shares are rallying in Europe. Its June passenger figures were higher and stronger than expected. Air France has been dealing with strikes this spring and summer. Groupon could be sold. Recode says Groupon executives have been in contact with potential buyers in the past month. The coupon service is dealing with the weakest level of demand for its business since 2013. Costco has changed its food court menu at some stores. Fortune says the Polish hot dog is being discontinued. That's not the all-beef Costco hot dog with fountain drink. It will remain on the menu. Costco is said to be considering adding more salads and an organic burger. The Dow was up 99 on Friday. NASDAQ gained 101. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Pain.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is your store for all things Liddyville. Participate in the growing phenomenon by getting yourself new Liddyville gear. Pioneered by the Illinois coaching and recruiting staff, Liddyville is taking over Champaign-Urbana and is bonding all Fighting Illini fans and alumni to each other and the area. It's what makes us great. Shop official Liddyville apparel only at Game Day Spirit here in Champaign or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Go Illini!
You know, the Senator Bill Brady said it perfectly, breath of fresh air. I mean, here's somebody who says, I'm holding your feet to the fire, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we want?
That's right.
I mean, come on, man. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to even understand somebody like that. And I'm talking about Harvard Law. She could work and make big bucks. She was in Chicago. She wanted to be part of the political process. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Good for us. I think she's a great human being with integrity that just doesn't quit. So, Erica Harold. All right, we'll come back after the news. How should businesses respond to negative reviews? You see those reviews on there? They can be awful, and it can be from somebody that's totally unreasonable.
I know it.
Lindsay Harrison, our good friend from Marketing, is up next, and we'll talk about combating the one-star reviews that could be ridiculous. And some people we know, you just can't please.
That's right.
It's so frustrating. But it's real, and it matters. Talk about it next. ESPN 93.5 829.
Wedding can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Eight boys have now been rescued from a flooded cave system in Thailand. For yesterday, for today.
The head of the rescue mission saying the first four boys to be freed are doing well. They're in the hospital and have been checked over. And the mission commander saying this morning they asked for pork and fried rice.
Fox's Simon Owen. Four more boys and their soccer coach are still in that cave. President Trump tonight at 9 Eastern Time announces his Supreme Court nominee.
The president has narrowed it down to the final four. Judge Amy Coney Barrett of Chicago, a devout Catholic, she would become the fourth female justice sitting on the high bench. Judge Raymond Kethledge of Cincinnati was once a law clerk for the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. So was Judge Brett Kavanaugh of Washington, D.C. Judge Thomas Hardiman, seen as a runner-up to Justice Neil Gorsuch last year, is also in the mix.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County coroner says 59-year-old Lauren Schluter died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Saturday afternoon. Schluter was the driver of a Pontiac Grand Prix headed westbound near Penfield. His vehicle was hit by a Dodge Ram truck when he entered the intersection. Thousands of fish suddenly died at Lake Iroquois, and it's not yet clear why. WCIA says the cleanup from the Lake Iroquois Association started on Sunday. We won't have a better idea of the problem until the EPA tests the water. The University of Illinois Police Department has gotten a $6,000 gift to help pay for body cameras for the patrol officers. It came from the Journey Foundation and the parents of two young women killed by a drunk driver. The Journey Foundation has raised and given out $154,000 over two decades in the memory of Jackie and Jennifer Esworthy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking sunny today with a high 89. 71 our low tonight, up to 90 tomorrow. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 61 our low on Tuesday evening. Wednesday looks great. I know neighborhood nights should be nice in the evening at Victory Park with the Painkillers providing their blues music. High 86 on Wednesday, down to 63. Sunny Thursday and Friday as we teeter around 90 for the high. Right now, the temperature's at 76. ESPN 93.5.
So Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, goes to North Korea, has talks. They call it gangster-like, that our demands and... First of all, they're sitting at the table that's got at least 10 feet from A to B. You don't want a table that far apart. Right. There's no cozy there.
I know it.
We need a better negotiated everybody team on either side, and it's 10 or 12 feet away. Hey, I said, what are you doing? What? I'm sorry. We don't understand. Anybody surprised North Korea dragging their feet? No. That's all. I mean, I'm, again, prayerfully and cautiously optimistic, but do I believe any of this? Nah. Hoping. I know they have many test missiles. That's good. I just don't really, this is just the very, I mean, it took Gorbachev and Reagan, what, 4 years? 5 years? It's a long process. we should be happy that at least for now, no bad things are going on.
It looks like one of the top things they're talking about is U.S. troops that went missing during the 1950 to 1953 Korean War.
Do they even have the remains? I mean, who knows? And again, no test missiles. They want them to denuclearize, which was supposedly the deal. And again, that may happen, but it's going to be a while. So put on your comfortable shoes. It's going to be just a while for anything like that to ever happen. Mm-hmm. And how does Donald Trump tell the next nominee on the Supreme Court?
And is it to tell the true style? And will the next Supreme Court justice stand up?
You wouldn't put them all there at the White House.
I mean.
And then he goes up and shakes the hand of the one that gets it. No.
Right. I don't know.
Too game show even.
How will this play out?
Because everybody's staking out the homes of all four. And presumably somebody's going to tell somebody that it's me. And that person could tell somebody else that it's me. And then it's out. Because this has been tight, and it's really hard to keep a secret in Washington.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody's got to get in their car and come to the White House.
That's right.
And the other three probably aren't going to be interested in playing long.
Right.
So it's like if you don't, you know, what you need is, I just don't know how the decision, what time is he calling, and obviously want to keep it tight, but who do you call? If you're Brett Kavanaugh and you're the next nominee for the Supreme Court, are you calling your mom and dad, or do you need to keep it pretty under, tell your family, tell your wife?
And there's probably a way to trace that. Somebody will know something. It'll be leaked somehow.
Maybe the others tell somebody it's not me, and they tell somebody it's not me, and by process of elimination. I mean, so far, so good. I see no leaks this morning on who the next nominee will be for the Supreme Court. Tonight at 8 o'clock is the announcement. And what happens is what he did with Neil Gorsuch is the president comes out and talks about how wonderful the justice is going to be. And then the judge talks. And then the wife or the husband is standing by. In this case, could be Amy Coney Barrett, who'd have a husband standing by.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be it'll be fascinating to watch. But, you know, Alan Sachs, our professor of political science, said earlier in the show, who is really watching this? And the answer is, not that many.
Stevie J.
I'm watching. But, I mean, is there 3 million people out of 330 million that are into this? Three? I mean, you have, you know, I mentioned Jimmy Kimmel is on, and he's one of the big late-night comedians. 97% of the country never watches him. 97. How many people are aware of the Supreme Court pick tonight? So we those in the know and follow the news and are involved, they do. And I think a lot of my audience is that. They're aware and interested and want to know. But for the most part, we got a barbecue to go to. It's summer, July 9. And this weekend's the halfway point of the summer. Maybe past halfway. Maybe. Okay. How should businesses respond to negative reviews? Those aren't fun. Customer reviews can make or break a business. In the age of technologies, these reviews can be assessed anywhere at any time. So what can a business do to save itself when it receives a bad review? Would you please welcome social media brand strategy expert, IT crowd marketing genius, Lindsay. How are you?
What's going on?
It's Lindsay Harrison, Dallas, Texas. She knows all this, and we've all seen the nasty reviews that give you one star, not five. Sometimes it's warranted, and sometimes it's not. What do you recommend, Lindsay Harrison?
Sure. You know, every single review that you get, you need to answer, whether that's a good review or a bad review. So it's just like somebody saying happy birthday to you. You need to say thank you to that. Or if somebody gives you constructive criticism on something, then maybe you need to go and you need to talk about that review and you need to see if there's anything that you can do to make that better. You need to do it on both sides.
What happens if, and we all know these folks occasionally, there'll be somebody you can't reason with and they are off their rocker. What do you do about that?
Well, we all have to deal with those types of people. However, still responding to the review is something that has to happen. Now, don't go tit for tat. Don't go fire for fire on it when it comes to reviews. But it is important that you respond to it because there are studies that show that 22% of people will not come to your business if there is a review that has not been, or a bad review that hasn't been dealt with.
22%? You said 22%?
22%. Wow. That's a lot of business that you could be losing just for not responding to a review.
Lindsay, don't you suggest to get a couple of people in your circle of friends to then put something positive down that appears to be on the neutral side? Try to cover that up.
You know, I don't know if I would suggest going out and doing it with friends, but definitely doing it with consumers that have actually been a part of your business or have had one of your consumer products before. You definitely can ask for those reviews. And it shows that 62% of people, if they're asked to place a review, they will do that for you. So having something in place where on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, you're reaching out to customers and asking them to put reviews online is definitely something that you should be doing.
Well, it's a constant battle, but you say always, always respond. You don't dust it under the rug, carpet thing. You just have to take the bull by the horns, even if there's 47 of them.
Even if there's 47 of them. So you can do a few different things. You can go and do it slowly to where you are slowly responding to the reviews. Not really something that I would suggest. Or there are companies that are out there that will aggregate all of the reviews for you in real time, and you can respond to them right on their platform, or you can hire a marketing agency or a PR agency to help you with that. But reviews can definitely be the lifeblood of your business, or they can be a slow, agonizing death, in my opinion.
Can people contact Lindsay Harrison for advice, for consulting? Can they reach you?
Well, of course. Our website, the company is called The It Crowd, and it's itcrowdmarketing.com.
Felt like I walked right into Google when I saw your business. I said, this is the hippest, the coolest, the cold. I couldn't believe it. I mean, everybody's sitting there with laptops, and it's like, wow, this is the 21st century.
No paper.
No, it's amazing. I couldn't find a stapler. There was nothing like that. I want that. I want that kind of business. Anyway, you're the best. Lindsay Harrison, It Crowd down in Dallas. And if you need her one more time, how do they find you?
It's itcrowdmarketing.com.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Talk soon.
Lindsay Harrison, 842. Grace has popped into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really, really fun. She's about to go on this whirlwind schedule.
Okay.
And she's going to be leaving town for weeks and then back in. We're going to have a send-off party at the iHotel in August. And then she leaves for Atlantic City. Anyway, it's a whirlwind deal. What was your impression of Erica Harold?
Oh, my gosh. She's the most, excuse me, well-spoken person I probably have ever met, as well as someone of such character, integrity,
yeah,
class.
Tend to believe her.
Yes, but what she says is true. Like, everything she says, she believes in is true.
Yeah.
To the utmost, she's just the epitome of exactly who you want to be.
That's a good example.
Absolutely.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you, you were in the 4th of July parade.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that experience?
That was so much fun. I love getting to see all the little faces along the road and all their waves and their comments. A lot of the times they just say, princess. Yeah. And it's just so sweet, and it's just, I don't know, brings you back to why you're doing what you're doing, and mm-hmm, it just is so encouraging, and I just respond back, hi, princess.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
yes,
you're pretty, yes, and you,
yes,
said you are, too. You,
yes.
You're fired,
well,
right back.
Very good.
And you've got, you know, you're ready to go as far as what you want to do this year, mm-hmm, depending on what happens in Atlantic City, of course, but you have a message.
Yes.
And what is that message? I mean, it's been illuminating to really dig into this.
Yes, absolutely. Well, one summer I had the opportunity to serve at a camp in Canada, and I worked on a dock, and there was a young lady. It was usually a place where it was a social hub, and a bunch of high schoolers would come and go all throughout the day, but there was one young lady who came, and she came by herself, and she sat in the corner of the dock, and just her feet dangling in the water, and I noted it the first day, didn't think too much of it. The next day she came again by herself, sat in the corner of the dock, and this time I asked if I could sit next to her. And the rest of the week, every single day, we sat there for hours, just our feet dangling in the water, and we had the most real conversations. And what she struggled with was knowing that she was significant, that she mattered. And so my goal throughout the entire week was to let her know, but also to get her to believe that she mattered and she was significant and she had a role to play. And so my goal throughout this year is to kind of cultivate that corner of the dock in every corner of the state and maybe even every corner of this nation, but to have those corner of the dock conversations wherever we go.
So high schools,
middle schoolers, yeah. and that's the demographic that I'll specifically be targeting. But you know what? It's matters for everyone. Everyone needs to know that they matter and that they have a significant role to play, whether or not you're 55 or you're 5 years old. Everyone needs to be reminded of that.
What was the statistics that jumped out at you to make you say, wow, didn't know, but suicides are really up there?
Suicides are right now a bigger epidemic than the opioid epidemic, which is unknown and it's not talked about, is the thing. Because it's a lot of high schoolers and middle school age people, but that age internalizes so much that they're not willing to openly process these things. And so the whole point of this conversation is to destigmatize that discussion and get these kids to know that it's okay to speak up and it's okay to not be okay and to have these open discussions so that we can target this statistic and lower it. Because the only way that's going to happen if we know it's going on, we know it's going through their minds, and that we can specifically have these open conversations.
And how many are in the United States, how many are dying every day by suicide?
It's like 123, I believe.
Every day.
But the thing is,
opiate's 115.
Yes.
So we have an opiate epidemic, and we have a suicide rate that's worse.
Mm-hmm. And 90% of children that are committing suicide have a mental health condition. Mm. And so the fact that we can't talk about it is the silent killer of the entire situation. Mm.
So you're out there to illuminate, to destigmatize
the discussion. We need to talk about this. We have no lives to spare. We have no time to wait to let this go any longer.
I think there's a lot of people attempting to kill themselves every day in that age, I think.
Yes, it's like 224 or so between the ages of 7th grade to 12th grade.
So
every hour.
Every hour.
Are attempting.
So thousands a day are thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is so sad. And yet, it's one of those deals where we don't want to get into that because they're,
it's a scary subject to talk about, but it needs to be talked about. And it just needs to be known that a mental health condition is a temporary status of your body and often very treatable. And we just need to open the conversation.
And you're going to partner with some big organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Champaign-Urbana Freedom Celebration had an entry. Rattle the Stars
is
a new up-and-coming organization that's trying to provide more support and empower teens so that if they see a friend that's, trending towards suicide, that they can take control. And
we need to have the discussion. It's not comfortable, but we have to. Let's jump to a quick sports. 848 ESPN 93.5. That's Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois 2018, going to Miss America September 9 on ABC.
All the best, Grace. Giants over the St. Louis Cardinals 13-8 yesterday. They've got a game against the Chicago White Sox tomorrow at 7:10. They'll spend the day off kind of recuperating. Houston beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1 yesterday, and the White Sox record is now 30-60. Let's hope the Cardinals come out on top. Speaking of the White Sox, first baseman Jose Abreu in the All-Star Game roster. And speaking of the Cardinals, the final vote candidates run through the 11th. The third baseman Matt Carpenter on the list that fans could vote for. Miles Michaelis is already on the roster, along with three Chicago Cubs, second baseman Javier Baez, Wilson Contreras, the catcher, and pitcher Don Lester. Cubs beat Cincinnati 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. They've got the San Francisco Giants today. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
All right. I'm wondering, you know, we were thinking about why, you know, the numbers are so high when kids are distraught. Mm-hmm. Do you think social media, Grace?
Oh, I would say that is something that you can attribute a good amount of it to. I think that that's the biggest thing that teens are investing in, more than their families, more than, I would say, school, more than probably their in-person social groups is social media, because it's the thing that's constantly with them. They're looking down at their phones.
How do you tell a 14-year-old girl to not do it as much? I mean, that's their life.
It is their life, and it's what's normal. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part, is that's completely their security blanket. Whenever they're uncomfortable, whenever they don't want to talk, whenever they just don't want to be present, they look down, and it's as if they become invisible. And so what I would encourage people is, look up. Just look up, because people are missing so much of life around them when they're so consumed. Everyone. That's not just teenagers. Everyone is looking down a little bit too much. But we need to recognize the value of life and recognize that our phones and our screens are devaluing our life and the quality of the life that we have been given to live.
It doesn't depend on likes or follows, right?
Oh, gosh, it sure does. It's so much of our worth we put into who follows us, how many followers we have,
don't
our
we all
ratio.
Check how many likes we get, right? I mean, we're all checking, oh, we got
yes,
limit.
The comments we get, yeah. The likes we get, and it's just we've become so dependent on that and who we believe we are. Our Instagram bio is like our identity. Huh. It's like, what can we list there to qualify ourselves to be who we want to be?
Well, I have 14, 15, and 20, and we just mm-hmm. come on a vacation where we were all spending time down at Lake of Egypt near Marion, mm-hmm. and it was hard to get them to unplug, yeah. And everybody was wondering, is their battery charged? I mean, I know we want to have pictures and things like that, but and have that phone with us to mm-hmm. capture some of those moments, but
absolutely.
I was really wanting to set everything aside.
It's not easy, because it's just stuff.
It carries the weight of, like, normal life with you to vacation. It carries the stress and the exhaustion with you, instead of if you unplug, it's just taking a break from it.
When you guys went to Young Life Camp,
they take the phones.
Any kind of seminar.
And you were happy, though.
I was devastated at first on the bus when they took my phone. I was just like, what? How am I going to enjoy this week without my phone? Mm-hmm. And it was the best week of my life, because I got to focus on living life how I was intended to, not focus on a screen.
Yeah, that's
same with Gabby as a soldier. I mean, yes. They take it away first thing.
Does she like that?
I mean, I don't think so.
I would think after you get, it's probably just freeing, right?
I would think.
Where you don't have to respond to everything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about all that.
You don't feel obligated to check your social media and keep up to date with all that. It's okay to let that go for a little while.
Right.
Well, thanks for dropping in.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Appreciate you being here. And we'll continue to follow everything, and then, again, we'll let everybody know if they would like to come to the send-off. It'll be open to everybody And at that, you'll be displaying some of your outfits that you're going to wear. And
some sneak peeks.
Yeah, sneak peeks.
Will only be able to be seen at Miss America.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
It'll be in August. I'll let you know the exact date when we get it all firmed up.
Nice.
Okay, that's Grace, Miss Illinois 2018. Yay. Always an honor and pleasure. Diane, nice to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back, Stevie J.
Good to have you back.
Glad you held the job for me.
Well,
thank
barely,
you.
Barely. No, held the thing together. Without you, it's
okay,
about over.
Gotcha.
All right, we'll watch. I guess I'll take a flyer and say Judge Amy Coney Barrett will be the president's
that's
pick.
That's who I'm rooting for.
I'm kind of rooting for her as well. I love a woman in there. I think it's the more women, far as I'm concerned, the better.
Excellent.
And we have three liberal women. Let's have a conservative woman in there.
There we go.
So we'll see what happens tonight. And, of course, we'll talk about it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Warner is next. The Jeremy Warner Show. Tan Karp this afternoon with the Stephanie Pratt, Coldwell Banker, realtor that rocks. The big announcement for the final concert series that they're doing up at, I guess this one's Northerly Island with Whitesnake. That's this afternoon, 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. Diane, thank you.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you again for listening. We'll meet back on the radio tomorrow. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Monday.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
Harley was a police officer for 21 years, a couple years up in Rantoul, and about 19 for the city of Urbana. While he was at the city of Urbana, he was a patrol officer, field training officer, a state police drug task force inspector, founding member of the Urbana Street Crimes Unit, a patrol sergeant, a detective sergeant, and lastly, a patrol division lieutenant.
And Skip Frost, it was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
It was. It was a shock to all of us, and I know for all his friends, all the law enforcement community that knew him, his wife Mandy and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community.
He's what you'd want, the kind of guy you want to investigate a crime.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is having our big summer sale. All trees are 20% off, all perennials 10% off, all shrubs 10% off, and annuals are 50% off. It's our best prices of the year, and we still have great inventory. And Country Arbor's offers a tree planting service on all our trees. We do everything and guarantee our work for 5 years. July and August is a great time to plant. Just because you're hot doesn't mean the plants aren't enjoying the sunshine. So stay out of the heat and let us do the work. You can find out more information at countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a great day.
Summer is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range and 9-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play nine at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampagne.com.
Honda. Just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named to Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate the Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.